Hey, welcome to yet another exciting edition of the TechEd North America Countdown Show. I'm Joey, this is Rick.
Yeah, and we have a guest, but we'll introduce him in just a minute, because it is T-minus...
Five.
5 times 7, 35. 35-ish days left.
You didn't have to write it on the whiteboard this time.
I know, this time I did it in my head, because I know my fives. My five tables is good.
Okay, awesome. Good. Awesome. So today, on today's Countdown Show, you mentioned we have a guest, a special guest, Jeremy. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi.
So tell everybody at home who you are and what you do.
So I'm Jeremy Foster. I am a developer evangelist at Microsoft, and right now we're focusing a lot on Windows 8. So we're really having a lot of fun working with Windows 8, encouraging people to get apps in the store. A lot of people with a lot of good ideas, and we just want them to make apps.
Cool.
So at TechEd this year, my understanding is we have the Windows 8 App Accelerator.
Yeah.
What is an app accelerator?
Yeah, it sounds rather complex.
Well, it's really simple. It's just for accelerating apps.
That's it for today's episode of the Countdown Show.
You put them inside a centrifuge or something and try to make them go really fast or something?
Yeah, absolutely. Then they collide. No, basically we're running these app accelerator labs all across the country. We want to bring people in that have their just greenfield idea of something they want to do, all the way up to people who have their app pretty much done, but they just need some more hand-holding. You know, they just need a little bit of expert advice or even some peer advice.
Mm-hmm. So if I have an application and maybe I'm stuck somewhere on that, I can bring that application to TechEd with me, take it over to you guys in the App Accelerator Labs, maybe get a little bit of assistance there. Mm-hmm. What if I don't quite understand the marketplace and how that whole thing works? Can you help us out there?
Well, we're definitely going to be able to walk you through that process. And in fact, if you've got an app that's in a really good state, you can even go to one of these App Accelerator Labs and we can get you a token so that you can get your app into the store. And this is actually a really exciting time for this, because it's a good time to get your app in front of so incredibly many eyes early on in the store.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk a little bit about kind of the process when I go there. What should I expect?
Well, it's going to be, we've got other event formats that are more eyes forward training. The mm-hmm. app accelerators are going to assume that you've perhaps done some of this training, or you feel like you can just, you know, drop into the accelerator and you're really just looking for the peer and expert advice. And so the format's going to be really open. You're going to be sitting in kind of a hackathon, kind of a lab mm-hmm. environment, and we're going to have proctors that are walking around just asking people if they need any help and open forum for questions.
Now, I'm assuming that you're going to have to bring your own device, bring your own laptop, and be ready to go. Is stuff going to be available there for you to be able to use?
We might have some resources, but you shouldn't count on it.
It's no guarantees.
Right, yeah. The best thing to do would be to bring a laptop. If you have touch, that's great. If you don't have touch, it's going to work just fine. Mm-hmm. But try to have Windows 8 installed on the metal, booting to the metal, not in a VHD. Although if you have it in a VHD or something virtualized, that'll work as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you can bring your own Windows 8 ready to go, that'd be great.
Now, this is taking place all throughout TechEd, or is it only during the first couple of days? Or
just Monday and Tuesday at TechEd. The app accelerator is going to be going on.
And so you've got all these people come in the room, you're looking at all these apps, and everything's looking good. I'm now excited. I now go understand the monetization process and how I can get that into the store and how mm-hmm. that all works. I then leave and it's done. It's over with.
Yeah, actually, while you're at the lab, and if you've got an app that's in a good state, you can basically go fill out a profile online, mm-hmm. and then we're going to have somebody contact you and walk you through the process. And actually, at this point, you're still going to be able to meet directly with a Premier Field Engineer mm-hmm. that will help you get your app to a state where it's ready to go. It's ready to go into the store. And right now, you're just going to be walked through the whole process.
Hmm. My understanding is you also have a bit of a competition, because, you know, what fun is it for me to build an app unless I find
Absolutely.
Out that mine's the coolest, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, so there's going to be an AppX contest at the end of the App Accelerator Lab. So everybody that's got all these great ideas is going to be able to go head-to-head.
Very cool, very cool. Okay, I've got a question for you. I'm so not a developer, because as most folks know, Rick and I handle the IT side of things.
We're the infrastructure guys.
Right, we're the infrastructure guys. If I have a phone app, can I bring the phone app over? Can you help me get that sucker started to work, or at least get me on the right path?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of focus on Windows 8, and that's what we've been talking about. We're also going to be doing phone apps mm-hmm. and Azure apps.
Oh. So. And can you help me transition that phone app over if I want to get that phone app working for a Windows 8 experience?
Yeah,
sure. What are those things that you guys can help out with?
Yeah, one of the great things about Windows 8 and why we're excited about it is if you just come in with just the idea of what you want to do. You can come in really with web skills, or if you've been a phone developer, you can come in with those skills too. And in the context of that lab, we're going to have people there that are real XAML experts and are going to be able to take your phone app and migrate that to a Windows 8 app.
Awesome.
That's covering all the bases, man, because you got all the pieces of the phone, the desktop environment, the Windows environment, the touch environment, and then also cloud connectivity as well.
Yep.
You got the trifecta.
Absolutely. Also, speaking about Windows Azure, there is the Rock, Paper, Azure Challenge.
Yeah.
It's not Rock, Paper, Scissors, Spock, which I'm a little disappointed in. Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock. I've got to get that right.
I've got to get the whole thing in there.
But basically, I was reading about this a little bit today. This is essentially an online game, I guess, where I build something that does Rock, Paper, Scissors?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of a cloud-based arena for your virtual bots.
This is like really cool. So we have actual real robots, which we'll talk about in a minute, but also the ability to build an application that essentially is a bot. Obviously, there's some rules around all this and everything. And then folks, for this, to get more information, rockpaperazure.com is the place that you want to go.
And the cool thing is that if you build a good bot, you can actually win Rock, Paper, Azures every week. You can just keep on winning.
So there's like an NCAA tournament kind of thing where there's different brackets and challenges. That is sweet. And you can win sweet prizes.
I'm not sure about brackets. It might just be a weekly,
but weekly challenges
in the arena. Yeah,
that's really cool.
You mentioned robots, man. Like today, literally, there is a robot that drove past my door in the office, and I'm like, "What? What's going
on?" Was it yelling "exterminate, exterminate"?
No, it wasn't yelling "exterminate, exterminate," but it actually was an appearance of the Coding for Fun project. Which is the 6-foot-tall metal boxing bots that is going to be available for you guys to actually go off and take a look at and use and fight with in South Hall A.
Aren't they like 700 pounds?
These things are enormous.
Yeah.
Yeah, these things are absolutely enormous.
I still think we should have had them as us for hosts one of these weeks.
See, that would have been great. Other than they have to get to Orlando because we're 5 weeks away. I'm sure the truck's leaving soon.
Yeah. So, anyway. Coding for Fun, the project you can take a look at, and then also they are going to be there. You are able to interact with them and try them out as well as a cool thing to do down in South Hall A.
Yeah, now these were the same robots that they had at South by Southwest, and the Coding for Fun guys will be there showing those off.
Yep.
A couple of other things at TechEd we've got for this particular episode, blogging. Mm-hmm. You're a blogger.
Yep.
I am so not a blogger.
Well, some of us like to write and are expressive that way. Some of us don't.
Yeah.
So, you're on the don't side.
I can barely write 160 characters.
Last year, I hung out in the geekswithblogs.net area because they had a blogging area that basically had power, had a nice table, and a nice environment where you could go off and you could do a quick little blog entry here and there and connect with other bloggers that are in the neighborhood. So that's once again going to be taking place.
You a blogger, Jason?
Yes, absolutely. Doesn't everybody blog? Well, man, is this just a subset of the people?
He tweets and Facebooks updates, but it's still not the same thing.
I can't write a whole
microblogging.
I do the on-camera thing that works for me. Because I suck at writing. It's just how I am. So Jeremy's going to be there and blogging, right? When you're not doing app accelerations.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you need power and everything else. Mm-hmm. And also, the cool thing, you were hanging out there last year. There's a lot of industry leading bloggers that just kind of hang out. It's a great place to kind of go and network.
Absolutely.
So check that out. So I wanted to be a speaker at TechEd.
Years ago?
Years ago, yes, before I ever ended up in this position. There is a really great competition called Speaker Idol, which is run by our friend Richard Campbell.
Rich baby.
Along with Carl Franklin, and they're going to host. And this is what's really cool, is that actually if you are an aspiring speaker, you can actually submit to Speaker Idol to become a contestant, and you give a presentation. And they do this a couple of times throughout the event at the Digital Wall, this great big monster digital wall. And there's judges. Mm-hmm. So you've got Richard and Carl are there.
Is Ryan Seacrest going to be there?
Ryan Seacrest. No, unfortunately, we couldn't get him, contractual conflicts, you know, that whole thing.
Last year, no confirmations, but last year they had Manassi and they also had Rasinovich that were there judging.
So talk about some pressure.
No, there's definitely some pressure when you're up there. Don't take this lightly, because it's definitely very, very cool what they do.
But the prize at the end is a session at next year's TechEd.
Guaranteed. You're in.
That's very, very cool. So you want to make sure to go check out Speaker Idol. I like to go watch Speaker Idol as well, because as a speaker, you can always learn, always be better. And, you know, we'd like to think that we have all the answers, but that's just not the case. And so to get up there and to kind of watch these folks, you know, give it a shot and some of the things that they're doing, because they have a very, very short window of time in which to mm-hmm. to do these presentations. So it's a great thing to just kind of go check out.
Is it on a topic that they already know?
Yeah. So it's not like, hey, we're going to throw you something in IT guy. You now need to talk about XAML. No,
it's not a PowerPoint karaoke or something like that. You actually have to prepare for it.
Yeah.
They're also doing at the Digital Wall the thing that they call 64-bit question as well. And that's more like a trivia show with you put your name in the hat and you get your question asked and you answer the question, you can win a prize, that sort of stuff. And basically, there's prizes to be won from the different vendors that are there at the Partner Pavilion. And they ask the 64-bit question to different people to see what's your skill, do you know the answer to the trivia stuff, and then off they go. It's pretty simple stuff. There are hints on where to go. To get information about what the answer to the 64-bit question is. And this is, you know, a bit of a throwback to their, last year they did this as well, very popular, and they call it out on their podcast as well.
Again, at the Digital Wall, this will be 64-bit question after the keynote, as well as some other select times, so you're going to want to check your guide. The conference guide is the place to go. Mm-hmm. Now, the place that I, as an attendee, and I did a lot of attending tech eds prior to joining Microsoft, a lot of tech eds, my favorite place, conference store and the bookstore. Now, I always ended up buying way too many books because they've got really cool latest titles all at a discount. Mm-hmm. Ended up having to ship them back. That's okay. That we have the ability to ship those books back. But it's all about the gear. I like to get the TechEd branded gear from, you know, each year. I know we all get a t-shirt, but sometimes maybe you left your jacket at home. Right? Maybe you need a sweatshirt or something, because even though it's like 900 degrees with 700% humidity outside in Orlando, they've got the air conditioning cranked up to like 14.
I'm guilty of that option right there. I've bought sweatshirts from
the conference store just because you're freezing.
Yeah.
But we'll also have Microsoft hardware. So if there's that Microsoft mouse or keyboard that you've been dying to get, we'll also have it there at the conference store. Of course, the books. There's also book signings. Mm-hmm. I don't know who all we've got reserved for this year, but in the past, folks like Mark Rusinovich has been there signing his books.
He was doing his zero-day book at the time.
Right. So you may also get a chance to get some good autographs there. And then finally,
the cool thing? There's so many cool things we're talking about
here. There absolutely is, but this one is a personal favorite of mine, which is Project Detroit.
Yes.
You heard of Project Detroit?
Absolutely.
Now, see, love my reality television. And I love some West Coast customs, right? Going all the way back to the early days of this. This is a cool project. Now, I don't know if everybody's seen it, but we actually worked with West Coast Customs, and we made this announcement at our build conference, right, to actually create a car that has all sorts, it's filled to the gills with all sorts of Microsoft technologies, right? It's a 2012 Ford Mustang, but what they did is they actually took retrofit a 1967 fastback body on top of this thing.
So brand new technology, old style styling, not the new stuff.
No, it looks like it's an old school car until you open the doors and there's Kinect with Xbox 360. There's all sorts of phone integration, Windows integration. The dashboard's really cool because you actually transition it and show maybe it's a classic, maybe it's something stuff. Futuristic, it's Metro. Yeah. It's really cool. We'll be showing off, the car will be there.
Oh, wow.
The car will be there so you can check it out. Maybe they'll let Rick drive it.
I was about to say, I put my name in to be able to drive it around the facility once before it's completely set up to see what kind of time trials I can do.
But maybe it will drive you around the facility.
It's quite Kinect powered, you know? You never know. You have to steer like this to see where you're going to be going.
I really don't want to see Rick driving this around trying to do time trials in the venue.
Come on, like we can do
you
that.
You might upset the conference folks.
Yeah, you got to boost, levels. You know, just like the Kinect game to be able to boost.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Okay. Note to folks: don't let Rick drive the car. Now, it wouldn't be a countdown show because we've been doing this for the last several weeks. It's time for tips and tricks.
You got it. And I want to put you on the spot and say, hey, do you have a tip or a trick that you want to share
for Tech Ed?
Yeah.
The only thing I can think is if you've got a phone with exchangeable batteries, which fewer and fewer are these days, I'd bring a couple of extra phone batteries.
That's a good tip. Have you ever been to a tech hub before?
No.
Oh, you're a noob.
Yeah.
You're a noob. Good. Well, you know what? I came prepared for you, just for you. I bring tips and tricks for a noob.
Oh, good.
So out there is discussion forums out there on MyTechEd. So you want to go out, MyTechEd, join some of these discussions. But Kevin Jackson, brought in a good tip, which is mix hands-on labs in between your sessions. So one of the things that you find is you're going to session after session after session, and the brain gets full. You can't cram any more in there.
Yeah, that makes
so
sense.
A good way to break it up, or maybe even land some of the concepts and help you retain more information, if you attended a session on something and there's a hands-on lab for it, go take an hour out of the schedule, go do a hands-on lab, retain that knowledge.
I just take a mallet and just try to pound more into it.
Is that what it is?
You just said trying to fit more noggins or brains into my noggin, that's all.
More brains into your noggin?
Yes.
Okay, all right. We've also got another tip from Ed Wilson that says, one of the things that works out well for him is to print out slides for the session you're planning on attending.
That's true, because the slides are available in the schedule builder on site
beforehand.
To be able to go off and take a look at them beforehand.
That's a good idea.
Provided the speakers have done their job and gotten their slides done ahead of time.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
Most haven't, but most have.
Yeah.
So be aware of that. But print responsibly.
And then you can tell how many changes the speaker has made the night of.
It could also become a contest.
And you can also call them out saying, you're running late. How come you skipped slides 27 through 45?
Actually, the whole point that Ed was trying to get across here was it's easier to take notes.
Yeah, right.
Because there's no need to rewrite all of these things if it's in the slide.
Yeah.
And if the speaker maybe made some particular points to the slide, or there's something that you want to make sure that you retain to take back to the folks at work with you, you've got it right there. You can write it on the slide, so that way you're not losing about half of what you hear.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's it. We've got, this was a jam-packed show. We crammed a lot of stuff.
It was more than I thought we were going to be able to cover, so... Thank you for joining
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
Jeremy, thanks for
Thank
joining
you.
Us. Of course, you folks at home, if you can't make it to Tech Ed, which you should, and if so first of all, register if you haven't.
Yes, I've registered. I've got my hotel and my airfare. We're all good.
Awesome. NorthAmerica.MSTechEd.com is where you go to do that. Also, if you can't make it to the event, we will be there. Channel 9 will be there broadcasting live.
Mm-hmm.
We're asking for you guys to tell us, who do you want to see? What are some of the topics you want to get? We'll start releasing some of the folks that we have coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of questions would you have for some Microsofties and some influencers there? You want to hit us up on Twitter for that hashtag CH9Live. And you can, of course, send your requests and who you'd like to see there. You can also, of course, comment on this video right underneath, right down there. You see it there, Jeremy?
I can see that.
Then comment there. Also, if you're one of those Twitterers, those people who tweet a lot.
Tweets.
You'll want to follow the hashtag for TechEd, which is hashtag MSTechEd.
Yeah, there's lots of conversation goes on there every day. TechEd, the personality for TechEd goes off and asks questions and has memes going on. So lots of good stuff on the hashtag MSTechEd.
So get on the Twitters and follow along.
You got it.
And we will see you next week when we will be 1 month away.
It's getting so close.
I am so ready for the one.
Awesome.
Jeremy, thanks for showing up.
Yes, thank you.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Cheers.